Okay, so today we're going to talk about the question of, did Bilam really have magical powers? And why did Hashem need to stop Bilam? Okay? In other words, could Bilam really curse the Bnei Yisrael? It seems that he could, maybe. And that's why, on the surface, that's why Hashem had to stop him. But we're going to see that not all of the Mefarshim agree that he actually could have, that he actually was able, potentially, to curse the Bnei Yisrael. And then if that's the case, why did Hashem need even to stop him? It seems that Balak tried to curse him and Hashem stopped him. The question is, did Balak actually have these powers? Now, on the surface, it seems that Bilam did have these powers. If you look in Perek Chav Beis, so when Balak sends messengers to Bilam, he says to him in Pasuk Vav, "Vata lechada aralias abazeh, please curse these people, ki atzum whom we many, because they are stronger than me. Maybe I'll be able to smite them and I'll drive them from the land. At least he was known as someone who can curse. So, you know, did he pull the wool over everyone's eyes? On the surface, it seems that he had this reputation of being someone who could curse. And in Pasuk Zion, Vayelchu Ziknei Moav, Ziknei Midian, Ksamim Biadam. So the elders bring kesamim, different, magical items to Bilam. And we see Bilam the whole time, he's trying to curse the Bnei Yisrael. Hashem caused him to bless them, but on the surface it seems that Bilam had the power to curse the Bnei Yisrael. So, certainly, there is a group of Mefarshim who say that Bilam did have the power to curse the Bnei Yisrael. So, for example, the Ramban says that with the story with the donkey, just points out in Perachav Beis, Pasachav Gimel, V'tam Anei Sazed, the purpose of this miracle, Laharos LeBilam, Misam Pel Adamu Miyasumileim, who causes someone to have a mouth or to be mute. Lo dia ki Hashem posech pi hanelamim. Hashem can open the mouth of those who otherwise cannot speak. V'kol shekein shealem b'ritzono piyam dabim. Hashem can cause those who speak to not speak anymore, to be silent. Gam yasim efiyam dvarim ladaver kitzono ki akol piyado. Hashem can cause anyone to can put in anyone's mouth whatever he wants. Ula has hero, and Hashem now is warning Bilam. Shelo yilech achar nachash v'kesem v'yikalem b'hem. That Hashem, in having the donkey come before Bilam, he's warning him, don't follow the ways of the sorcerers and curse the Bnei Yisrael, ki menachesh v'kosem haya, because Bilam was a menachesh, he was a kosem. The Ramban says explicitly that Bilam was a sorcerer. So he had this power, he knew magic. Bilam knew magic, and therefore he was able to curse them. Another approach within this, another sort of sub-approach within the broad approach that Bilam had powers, the Netziv in Hamek Davar says, Lecha na'arali, when Balak asked Bilam to curse him, he says, Lo amar she ya'or bimkomo. He did not ask him to curse him in his place where Bilam was standing. Ki yada she'ikar hayecholes v'kochahu be'eno hara. He knew that the power and the strength of Bilam was with the ayin hara. Alkein mukhach leilech liros ulahabit. So apparently, according to the Netziv, Bilam, in order to curse the Bnei Yisrael, needed to use an ayin hara. He needed to see the Bnei Yisrael in order to curse them. Right? I guess the Netziv uses that because what does Bilam say? Matovo olecha Yaakov mishkenosecha Yisrael. He has to go and he has to look at them. So the Netziv presumably infers from that that Bilam's ability to curse the Bnei Yisrael was based on Ayin Hara. Exactly how it worked, not sure, but different versions. Number one, Ramban, he was a sorcerer. The Netziv, he knew how to use the Ayin Hara. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, has Hello? Yeah?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit confused. And the reason I'm confused is, isn't all the power coming from God? So, he's a sorcerer, but the sorcerer's power is only as God allows him to do what he's doing.
Right.
So, he could be cursing from today to tomorrow. If God doesn't allow him to do it, whether he's using Ayin Hara or not, it's not going to work.
Maybe. Or maybe, for example, that's ultimately what happens, and that's what Bilam tells Balak. Maybe you could argue that maybe, right, someone has the power to, a murderer has the power to murder people. So why isn't Hashem stop that? The person has free will. Maybe for the sorcerer, maybe we don't think it like that. It's not like the sorcerer asks God, can you do this? And God allows it, or he won't allow it. Maybe it's sort of just like, you know, there are people who have murdered people, who have killed other people, who have harmed other people, and God allows them to do these things, and people have free will, and they might get punished if they act badly. So that's an... The question is, do spiritual curses work the same way as, you know, physical abilities to harm someone?
You could ask the same question in terms of Paro and the fact that Paro's men were able to turn the staff into a nachash, and you could ask the same question: why did they have the powers of magic?
Right, right. That was Ben's assumption, and maybe it's a warranted assumption, but Ben's assumption is that there's a chiluk, there's a distinction between, you know, using your physical abilities versus your magical abilities. The magical abilities, God has to approve. I'm not sure, right? May not be the case, and Paro is a case in point, maybe. A third, again, within this first approach that Bilam had powers, so maybe he was a sorcerer. Maybe he had the power of Ayin Hara. The Gemara in Brachos says there's something else potentially. Mika Ritcha Kame de Kutcha Brichu. Is there a moment when God is angry? In yes, Ditanya the Kel Zoam Bachol Yom. That God is angry every day. Vekama Zamo. So how long is God angry? Rega, a moment. Vekama Rega. How long, what's a moment? Echad mechameshes ribo v'shmona salaf v'shmona meos v'shmonim v'shmona b'sha. 158,888 of an hour. So it's like a 0.000 whatever, 1 second. V'zohi rega. So there's this precise moment where God is really angry every day. V'ein kol bir yechol l'chavin osasha. Chosu bil in Russia. Nobody could take advantage to use whatever power to cause God to enforce this power of God's anger to harm people, except for Bilam. He knew how to do that. Dixibe, v'yodadas elyon. He know the pasuk says that Bilam knows the way, the understanding of the one up high. So the Gemara says, hashadas behem to lo hava yada, das elyon hava yada. I understand. He didn't know the donkey, the understanding of the donkey, but and he knows the way of Hashem, understanding of Hashem. Ella, rather what? Malamid shahayat. So what does it mean? V'yodeh das elyon. Malamid shahayodeh lachavin osashash kadosh baruch hu koizba. That Bilam knew the right moment when Hashem would get angry, and he knew how to take advantage of that. V'hani amar lahu navi the Yisrael. This is what the navi said to Yisrael. Ami zachor na ma yoatz balak melech moav. My nation, remember what what Balak advised. My laman da tzidkos Hashem. What does it mean that we know so in order to know the righteousness of God? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar lo Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. God said to Klal Yisrael, Do kama tzidkos asisi machem shlo kaasi may bil marasha. You should know the righteousness that I did with you, because I did not get angry during the days of Bilma Rasha. Shel Malay Kaasti, that had I gotten angry, Lo Nishtayer Misoneim Shel Yisrael Sarid Palim, no one for Klal Yisrael would have been left. Behind the Kamar Lay Bilam LeBalak, and that's what Bilam said to Balak, Ma Ikov Lo Kavakel Umazom Lo Zoam Hashem. When Bilam said to Balak, that which I curse, God did not curse. God cannot curse. And that which I get angry about, you know, God does not get angry. So what does that mean? What does it mean that which I curse, God doesn't curse? In other words, what can I curse? God doesn't curse. What can I get angry? God doesn't get angry. Meaning what? That all these days, God did not get angry. So in other words, the Bilam, according to Gemara and Brachos, Bilam knew when God was angry, he was able to take advantage of that anger and curse whoever he wanted to curse at that time. So how do you know that? I don't know details about this, and therefore according to this approach, God proactively stopped Bilam. Okay? Either because according to this approach, he had real powers. Either he was a sorcerer, he knew how to use Ayin Hara, or he knew when the precise moment, you know, like we have in Judaism, there are, you know, different times where throughout the calendar, for example, where, like, you know, our prayers are more effective. So there are different times when it might be easier to connect with God. And this Gemara suggests that there's a time when if you know how to use, you know how to use this, use God's anger against people. So it's a combination. So then you can really cause harm to someone. And Bilam knew how to do that. And God proactively stopped that. So that's, again, so this is all the first approach that Bilam actually had special powers. I would say that's more of the, you know, like you have different groups of Mefarshim. You had some who are more mystically inclined and you had some who are less mystically inclined. So those who are more mystically inclined would believe that Bilam had real powers, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to affirmatively stop him. However, there are others, the other Mefarshim, who suggest that indeed Bilam did not really have powers. Oh, yes, Esther, yes. Esther, you had a question? Raise your hand.
Becca has a question.
Becca, yes, Becca, what's your question?
The powers, why would he was able to curse?
Oh, why of all the powers was he able to curse?
Yeah.
I don't, it's a good question. I don't know exactly. Everyone was given different powers. Apparently he had the power. Well, again, there's a machlokas actually what that, he probably didn't only have the power to curse. Well, again, according to the Ramban, it's actually essentially question asked, Becca. According to the Ramban, he didn't only have the power to curse. He was a sorcerer. So he could curse or he could do good things also. He was a magician. So he could do a whole host of things. According to the Netziv, he specifically knew the powers of Ayin Hara. I don't know any more than that, Becca, but he knew the powers of Ayin Hara. That was certainly something negative. And according to the Gemara and Brachos, he knew when Hashem got angry. So he could take advantage of that. So according to the latter two, he could only do bad. According to the first, he was a sorcerer. He could also do good. But there's a whole host of Mefarshim that say that he wasn't a magician, but he was an astrologer. Now again, in the medieval period, the Mefarshim believed that astrology was a science. This wasn't mystical. This was a science. And the Abravanel writes, Hina im kein Bilam haya barishona kosem. But what does that mean? It was a kosem. He says, Kihu haya Itztagnin Gadol Michachmas HaKochavim. What it means, he was a Koseim. What it simply means that he was a great astrologer, and he knew about the alignment of the stars. Hinehi Miklala Kesem, included in being a Koseim, is someone who could read the stars. Uvnei Shahu Shahayu Yodea Ba Harbe Ad Yom Moso Nikra Koseim. Okay, so he knew about it until he knew about the future until he died. He's called the Koseim. He knew the future. He was someone, he was a fortune teller. He can tell by the alignment of the stars what the future holds. So listen to what he did here. So by the way, so then of course the question is, if you hold that Bilam had no real powers to curse the Bnei Yisrael, so why did Hashem need to stop him? That's what we have to answer, okay? If you say he had powers, then we know why Hashem had to stop him. But if he didn't really have powers, he just knew the future. So why did Hashem have to stop him? So let's continue reading the Bravo now. He says, V'lakach yada, therefore he knew, Livarech ha-mevorachim, he knew how to bless those who are blessed. U'lakalel ha-me'utadim liklala, and he knew how to curse those who are to be cursed. Actually, Becca, to your point, it actually says in the Pasuk that Balak said to Bilam that we all know that whoever you curse is cursed, and whoever you bless is blessed. So it seems that he was known not only to do bad, but also to do good, says in the Pesukim. But look what the Bravidel says, that he knew how to bless those who would be blessed, and those who he knew how to curse, those who would be cursed. Ki ha'itztagnin eino po'el ha'bracha v'aklala. Because the astrologer, he's not the one who creates the blessing or the curse. Avo yagid osa kodem bo'a. What would happen? Bilam, listen to this, he would read the stars and he would see, like, let's say, for example, I don't know if you're following the NBA playoffs, right? So let's say the Atlanta Hawks are playing, who are they playing? They're playing Milwaukee Bucks. So they're playing Milwaukee Bucks tonight. So Bilam would read the stars and let's say he would read that the Bucks would win tonight. So what would he do? He would say, I hereby curse the Atlanta Hawks. When in reality, he wasn't cursing the Atlanta Hawks. What was he doing? He knew, based on the alignment of the stars, that they would lose. So people would think that he's cursing them, but in reality, he was just predicting the future. So, Ava Balak Chashav Shiyada Bilam Lahamshi Chametzius Achar Ritzodo. But Balak, along with everyone else in the world, thought that it's not that he knew the future, but he actually could actually change the reality. And even without using a talisman, I think, like a magical whatever. Even, in other words, Balak thought that Bilam uses magical instruments in order to change the future, when in fact it's not the case. He just knew what the future was, that he would tell people, oh, I hereby bless you, I hereby curse you. But it wasn't, he just knew the future, but he didn't cause that. And that's why Balak sent Bilam his angels and his magical equipment. Meaning he sent him whatever was necessary to do magic. Kilu Tomar, Kleha Nechoshes, he sent them all the magical stuff to help Bilam do his magic. Okay. So now we know that the nations believed that Bilam could curse the Bnei Yisrael, even though in reality he couldn't curse them. So the question then is, why does Hashem have to stop him? Because if his curses are not real, so then, who says that Hashem is plotting and cursing and doing bad to Bnei Yisrael? So, the Bravida says the following. Hashem prevented Bilam from cursing the people. And Hashem wanted that Bilam would bless them. It's not because of the righteousness of the Avos or the Zchus of Mamanar Sinai. Ella bipnei shahaya inyan bilam bibracha uviklala meforsam ma'o bein ha'umos ki shoal davar meis alakim. That what everyone thought that Bilam had these powers. So what happened? Everyone thinks that Bilam has these powers. And if Bilam would curse Klal Yisrael, then what would that be? What would that do? The other nations would gain confidence to fight Klal Yisrael. What just happened in last week's parsha? What did we read last week's parsha? We spoke about it last week in the parsha share. He just defeated Sichon. He just defeated Og. So what would happen if Bilam would curse the Bnei Yisrael? So all the other nations would say, "Ah, oh, we can beat them," and then they would wage war against Klal Yisrael. And they would have confidence to defeat Klal Yisrael. But when the nations heard that Hashem stopped the curse, and Hashem made it known that this nation is blessed, and everyone know that the name of God is called upon them, and the success of Klal Yisrael is from Hashem, and it's a decree up in heaven, and whatever God wants, that's what's going to happen. No one can tell God what to do. No one's going to stand up to fight Klal Yisrael. And this is why Bilam's blessing helped Klal Yisrael a lot. And that's what happened when Yoshua sent messengers to Rachav. What did they say? She said, "We all know that God has given you over the land, and that fear and dread has fallen upon the nations." Why were the nations so afraid of Klal Yisrael? So you could argue because they defeated Sichon and Og. But it's more than that. It's because Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael. And even though in reality Bilam had no power to curse Klal Yisrael, the nations thought that he had the power. And when he wasn't able to, their morale was lowered. And therefore, so this was a tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael. In other words, the other nations would believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can defeat Bilam, and they'll be afraid of Bnei Yisrael. That's the Abravanel's explanation as to why even if Bilam did not have the power to, curse Klal Yisrael, Hashem still wanted to lower the morale of the people so it would be easier for Klal Yisrael to defeat the other nations. So that's one answer. My final answer is that of the Ibn Ezra. Again, both the Abravanel and the Ibn Ezra are rationalists. They would not believe that there's such thing as magic, right? So therefore, they have to explain why does Hashem need to stop Bilam, even though he really can't do anything. So Ibn Ezra says the following. V'nachon be'inai, ki yodeam, this is the Perek Bamibrachav Beis Chavches, ki yodeam mazalos. That Bilam knew the stars, uve'is ro'osa b'mazal ish, shigia is raso ha'yumakal oso. And just like the Bravadel, when he would see in the stars that something bad's going to happen to someone, he would curse him. When the bad would happen to that person, and then people would think that it became because of Bilam's curse. We see that because he spoke falsely with the officers of Balak. So Ibn Ezra agrees to Bravanel that he could not curse someone, but he knew astrology, and then he would pretend that he cursed someone. So Ibn Ezra says the following. Why does Hashem tell Bilam not to curse Klal Yisrael? This is in Chabez Pasuk Tes. L'chavod Yisrael, for the glory of Klal Yisrael, for the honor of Klal Yisrael. Ki Hashem yada davar Baal Peor. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew about the sin of Baal Peor. V'ilu hoya mekalel Bilam. And had Bilam cursed them, what would the people have thought, right? Let's say Bilam had cursed the Bnei Yisrael. And let's say it doesn't work. And then the Bnei Yisrael would sin with Baal Peor. So what would happen? you call olam omrim, all the whole world would say, ki bavur kilas Bilam ba'magefa. Why did the plague come? Because of the curse of Bilam. And not why? Because they sinned. So Ibn Ezra agrees to Bravanel that Bilam had no powers, but he was an astrologer. However, according to Bravanel, it was to damage it to other nations that Hashem can stop Bilam's curse and therefore to lower the morale of the people. However, according to Ibn Ezra, is that the people wouldn't think that when B'nai Yisrael sin with Baal Peor, it's because of Bilam's curse and not because of their sin. I think the message for us is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always working behind the scenes. You know, like we say in the Haggadah, what do we say? B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu v'kadosh baruch hu matzleinu miyadam. Right? So we say that, by the way, with Lavan. Right? Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov behind the scenes. Yaakov didn't know that. So too, in every generation, there are nations that want to destroy us, and Hashem foils their plans. So sometimes we don't see this. And the way that Hashem saves us sometimes is practically. Like what the first school of Mefarshim say, the Rambam, the Netziv, the Gemara, and Brachos, that he thwarts the enemy's plans. Sometimes he does that, like what the Bravanel says, psychologically, making our enemies feel that we cannot be defeated. And sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu also makes us realize that our behavior ultimately determines our fate. And he makes the nations of the world realize this also. At the end of the day, what happens to us, it depends not on mazel, but it depends on our behavior. Ultimately, you know, the future of Klal Yisrael depends on whether we're following the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think these are three different approaches. It's really two different approaches, or one, 2A and 2B, as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped Bilam, either again because he had power or because he did not have powers, but there were alternative reasons. And they demonstrate that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always looking out for us. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Any thoughts? Questions?
There's no, we don't have any issue at all with reading of the stars and all of that. I mean, that in itself is really very, very disturbing.